The Blind Spot.
Can you see it?
Oh, what do you see?
Blind Spot at kaya959.co.za.
I've been with my boyfriend for just over a year now. Things had always been good, or at least I thought they were good. Until a few weeks ago when I fell and broke my ankle, and ngamcela ukuthi amuve inami for isikhashanyana so that ngingazoba one. Since then, I've started seeing a different side of him, one I wasn't prepared for. Ecaleni, I thought maybe usa adjusta and usethe unsure ukuthi izinto sizihendlile kanjani. But as the days went by, his patience started to fade. He sighs mangumcela izinto, he rolls his eyes. Even though no more into simple, and sometimes you know, ngiyamalala for hours without even checking in. It hurts not just my ankle but my heart. Before this, he was kind, attentive, and thoughtful. Now, I can't tell if he's simply tired, overwhelmed, or if this is who he really is when things get hard. Maybe ukumcela ukuthi amuve in temporarily didn't change him, but it revealed him. Or it's perhaps revealing me, my expectations, my fears, my quiet need to be cared for the way I care for others. Manje, I find myself questioning yonke into. Is this a sign to walk away or a test of patience and understanding? What could be my blind spot here? Expecting too much or accepting too little?
What do you say, Anon?
Blind spot sisters. Why move in ne boyfriend engakushadanga? Why umcela ukuthi amuve in nawe? Umnika into angayifuni, umfaka endaweni angayithandi. You understand? So now uziveza like ubuyena ukuthi umuntu onjani. Maybe seka pissed off ukuhlala lapho. So the only thing wena okumele uyenze ukuthi uhlale naye phansi umbuze ukuthi are you happy to be here? If akekho happy, amuve out ni dateane ube mnandi life iqhubeka up until nishadane nenze into right. You understand? Ngoba usazowabona ama true colors omuntu shem. Especially makangafuni ukuhlala nawe, or it's either unomunye umuntu ngaphandle. But singa assume, let's talk to him. Simuzwe ukuthi why are acta ngale ndlela le. Moving in nomuntu yi problem nje.
Bale?
It has been said that umuntu umazi ngempela when you live with them.
Yep.
And as much as people are against fat and set guys, now I am for fat and set because that's when you really, really get to know a person. Mm-hmm. My darling, that is who he really is. And if when you guys were not staying together, he was still very getting excited to see you because he knew he would say, okay, just for a few hours after that, omunye nomunye ubuyele khona lakhe. So now, now you're seeing the real him. That's when you see the true colors and who they really are.
Yeah, you do.
A relationship, when it passes the honeymoon phase, that's where you actually get to see the person that you're with. So the blind spot is that we expect so much from a person, not realizing when the honeymoon phase passes, that's where you actually get to see the type of person that you're with. And it's only fair to call it off if you don't like what you're seeing and you don't like certain behaviors, because relationship the intentions. So yeah, we need to be true to ourselves. So the blind spot, I'm not sure, but I think Anon should just be true to herself.
Mbongeni?
Hayi, ku blind spot, but the girl must walk away, but must walk away. If umuntu akakhona ukuba nawo when they are down, hayi, it's a waste of time, but makahambe. If awukazi ukunginakekela at my worst days, so then siyenzani mina nawo? Kusizo nongithanda bangijabulile kuphela. Hayi, walk away, my sister.
Do you agree? The blind spot, Tobin.
Maybe brother is just tired. Rona is basically sometimes on a lapis of it. Like, in all honesty, fat and set is not for the faint hearted. Imagine the way Romananga thing, Motu Asa Huval. Has it always a mole how over the Montu next to you 24/7? Ahana Hana leg, Manaba to Hanyani. It's not even about brother Asabata in that relationship. She must give brother a space to breathe. Hanyan, I'm of Femo Hanyana only. Tell her this is a huge adjustment, dude.
Amani?
I think, sister, she's expecting too much. It's just over 11 months to 12 months. That's a year. Again, haba fostana ani batubai tuba. Haba tibi horo, what is that they want from each other? What does the future holds for the both of them? They haven't had that serious conversation. Ukasi nshayika pomshele fela hore ke tlo ploma le wena for what machita pa ya ba batira ile.
No, mara why na dumela?
Ay, prachi, a blind spot, monkey sister. The sister must just walk away. Uka is not the guy for you, nah. And she must be grateful. Utu Sheshe was Veza at this early stage in a relationship. Imagine Muntaz was Veza, so shatile na. At Veza, ntezinje. Just walk away, siswam.
Sihle?
Ah, my sister must just either accept uthi she's on her own, aqhubeka azwane noNtanga or amanahlukane naye. Hayi umfethu uyala man. Ha, choti thina mosike singamabhari, masiqini imihlanzo emotweni zethu, masihlale makumanele saluni, kuze kushone ilanga, kuze kuvalwe, maqhalwe emahe saluni, abantu singamabhari mosina. Hayi. Angeke. Awumenzi kanje umuntu othi uyamfathela. Ha,
thatha sihle. Madoda bafethu. It's okay JJ. We'll keep anonymous. We'll keep you anonymous.
Ah, wow.
Just tell us more.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
Because you see, even in the morning, she did say, and remember, this says, it's just been a year dating, right?
Mm.
This morning she says, Shuana Namadot. We get it. But you're still anonymous. Advise yourself.
Mm. You know what? If I didn't have the broken ankle and I'm not in a moon boot, it's so different because I sound like a hypocrite now. I'm speaking for the guy. He's tired. He is really tired. And it sounds like, you know, where you feel like when you plant a flower and it's all sunshine, you know, it grows, you watch it grow until the storm hits and you realize, oh my goodness, the roots were not deep enough.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship is just too soon for when I'm looking at it, almost a year, it's still fresh. Maybe he was in that honeymoon phase and now he's realizing that, hey, this is actually boring. This is boring. And it's not because maybe he doesn't love you, because you need to also ask him how do you feel. Check in on him, because now you've become a patient. He wanted a girlfriend, and I know this thing of helping around, because I felt sorry for my mom at some point. She came over and I felt so sorry for
her. Is that what you're
going
to call him? Okay.
You know what? No, it was not my partner, Uncle T. The real truth, my mom was helping me, and I could tell she got tired as well, but she wouldn't say, because it's your mother. Now this is just another human being who's trying to get to know you. Already you're injured, now he has to learn a patient. You need to be patient with him. I was going to say something else. I was going to say, no, he's revealing his true self. No, no. I'm taking a U-turn. Nyamzwela ugai. No, we are a lot.
Okay.
Hey, I don't believe in being tired in a relationship, because ultimately anything that leads to marriage means you are auditioning for something that becomes a lifetime service.
Mm.
So even if you were dating for 5 days, and even if it's a year or 5 or 10, I really think that, you know, the fact that you are in a position where you are the weak one, and I'm talking now health-wise, and you need his assistance, I mean, we should put everything else aside. Let's cater, or let's focus on the need right now. Yes, you could have gone for a family member, you could have gone for anything else, but this is all part of building. And I say, count it as a stroke of luck that you have had to reach this, let me call it a milestone.
Okay.
So early in the relationship, because others find out and
later,
get to this point after you've exchanged vows, and you realize, yo, sigupila, is this the rapture? So I think this is what we mean when we say very early on, push each other the wrong way, rub each other up the wrong way, and have the conversations, because you are having feelings of guilt and you're blaming yourself for this. Yena, he is, what's the word I'm looking for? He's building this resentment towards you, but you don't even know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So I think
could
just
be
sit
a trigger
down,
from somewhere.
Exactly. Sit him down, have the conversation, and say, hey, I just need to check in. How are you doing? I know what are you here, because the focus is mainly on me, but for just a second, let's focus on you. What can I do to make you feel better? Or do you feel like maybe we made a mistake by making this call so soon for us to be in the same space? Are there things we need to work on? Because also, guys, we are dating people and their histories, where they come from. You find this is something he's never had to do. Even where he comes from, he's never seen this at home. So you kind of have to teach him, but only if he's open-minded.
Yeah.
That's where you decide, okay, I can't do this. But don't throw in the towel without giving him an opportunity to also vent out his frustrations.
Most people here are saying she must walk away, and they're like, wait.
Wow, I don't know. Stop
it.
Comments.
Stop
like,
it.
What's wrong with you guys?
Stop it.
Let's wrap up this blind spot.
I think Nice is terrible too much. However, Ziyakhala.
Ntsepa no watseya.
Unfortunately, your ankle is the Achilles heel of the relationship. Men usually go back to their default settings once they feel a high pressure. Anonymous, set him free. Let him go back to his own place. You will decide if you want to be with him or not. But at least you've realized the type of person that he is early on in the relationship. Set the man free.
One thing for sure we have done, Thuli, myself included, we focused on the man. We never focused on her. Because have you realized, Hori, when you are not yourself in the state that she's in, not only are you irritable of things that are happening around you, two, you are immobile. You get irritable to yourself. You irritate yourself. Why? Because you can't do things for yourself. And then that then translates to how you ask for things, how you react to things when they are done, not done the way you would like them to be done. And that soon rubs off on whoever is the caregiver at the time. Right? So she also needs to check herself. Maybe. And I agree with everyone when they said they must have a debrief. Right? King, what's I saying? Allow him to speak. To say, how cool are whatever, and you are demanding, and.
I, again, we expect too much. Too much, because I say early, and that is why I kuno mjolo. Yes, makes us umjolo, right? Nia fundana ngit. These documents born again as good as yala, nothing again do. Then run, baleka, in your zombie. Go to Oamaje, John Bangishwitska, again, Oak. So bonilangit lo nyaka wanele dal. Move on.
Anon?
Mina kule blind spot lena. I would advise CC to actually be open and transparent about the expectations zakhe. Because remember, the treatment kwi relationship, it doesn't come as a factory reset. It doesn't come stock standard. No. We learn this thing and we need to be educated so that we can do the right thing. So Usisi knows exactly how she wants to be treated or the expectations. Communicate them. Tell the poor guy, this is what I'm expecting from you. This is. Then by that way, you are molding the exact person that you want in your life. And then if you are a failure, just like school, because you are taken to school to get taught, and then if you fail, you fail. Or you're going to be expelled if you repeat the same class all the time. So it's like, Usisi must just relax, teach the guy, and then the guy will surprisingly take the lessons and do the right thing.
Thank you for this blind spot. It teaches a lot of people, even those who are already cohabiting. Email yours, blindspot@car959.co.za.
Sisi monitor yebo boyfriend, but more wenza izinto for umuntu omthandayo angeke uzwenzela uma fanele actions ngoba uzobenzela umuntu omthandayo. So monitor ucheck uthi do you think you can continue, and then maso right ke, and then in between ungaloku umbuza makenza those kind of funny actions ukuthi why are you doing this, when you want to know ukuthi really why is doing that, you understand? Because uma ungambuzi angeke aza kutshela, and then boss is being, for my side, it's been rude, kahle kahle. So then when time goes on, maso feel out all right, bese uyambonga ukuthi hayi ngiyabonga ukuthi uzilo wazongiassista, bese uyamuthi umkhulule ngoba mawuthule uzocabanga ukuthi kumele ahlale permanent angaba sahamba. So yenza kanjalo sister, monitor for now, ubone ukuthi umuntu ongaqhubeka naye na uhle umbuze nje in between.
Hayi T-boss, I honeymoon phase sisters, we moshe ngokuthi ahlale nobody. Maybe they were the organically they had not reached the stage of moving in together. She must not write off the relationship. It will grow in time. Don't rush the process. Let it flow through. And two, moving in with someone so quickly that you barely know is not only reckless, but also a bit dangerous. But we're happy that she's alive and she's fine. So maybe focus on mending and getting better and then releasing Ubuntu. If the relationship continues, good luck. If it doesn't, hey, you would have learned a lesson.
Madam, not the way I see it. I would see has already seen something before. The fact that she went to the hospital or she went to the doctor and then came back, she's the one who had to ask the man to come look after me. He could have offered in the first place to say, Ejo, I see who we are alone. How can we do this? The living arrangements, Jarena, just so you are okay as well. The fact that she had to ask, that's my blind spot. Why do you have to ask? If he loves you enough, he will do it. By then he said yes, maybe because at that moment he thought, it's something small. Now he's really revealing, Ejo, I mean, I'm not about this. Yo, now I've learned to, if a man wants to, he will. If a man really loves you, you don't even have to ask. Everything is so effortless. So having to see Mutu Ali Snacks just because they have to take care of you, start questioning yourself, my sister.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.